I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 967, The Sankofa Bird. Creation is wonderful, and it serves all kinds of purposes, including lessons from the Lord to teach us about the way that God wants us to walk and live and move in His world. In the book of Job, we find these words, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you." You know, God does teach us with lessons from nature, from ants to lilies to birds and more. Here's just a bit from Proverbs 30. "Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locust have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Three things are stately in their tread, four are stately in their stride. The lion, which is the mightiest of among beasts, does not turn back from before any, the strutting rooster, and the he-goat, and a king whose army is with him." There are a lot of things that we can learn from God's creation. How about today, the Sankofa bird? This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because our lives are to be about, moment by moment, day by day, conversation by conversation, about loving God and then loving others. Yesterday, I mentioned a book by James K.A. Smith titled How to Inhabit Time, and we talked about whether or not we're living in nostalgia, shame, or grace. And I promised that today I would illustrate it with a story from nature. Here's the way Smith describes it. Grace, we might say, is like a Sankofa bird, an important symbol in the Akran religion in Ghana. The Sankofa is a majestic bird with its head turned back over its shoulder to look back. But the bird is moving forward, attentive to its past. In its mouth, it carries an egg or a seed, signifying life that is to come. It is a fundamentally futural symbol, flying forward, bearing the seeds of possibility. The look back is not a longing to return, but an awareness of where one has come from in order to live into the future well. The symbol is attended by a proverb, "Sankofa wo okiri." The literal translation would be, "Go back and fetch it." In the same way, God doesn't want us to live in our past, nor does He want us to nostalgically dwell there. God's grace goes back to fetch our past for the sake of our future. You know, Paul talked to the Philippians about forgetting what lies behind and pressing on to the goal. Now, the forgetting part's the hard part, right? How do you forget what lies behind? But we can choose to not live there. We can simply fetch what's there and use the good parts and the hard parts to move us forward into God's future. Here's the great question. What animal or insect has God used to teach you the most about yourself and the world? Let's pray this prayer from Medium.com. Lord, I free myself from everything that has tried to hold me back. I free myself from missed opportunities and disappointments. Only You hold the knowledge of the future. Give me the strength and courage to embrace my destiny full of conviction. Please, Lord, replace my negative emotions and thoughts with positive ones. Give me solace in my heart and the courage to get over the pains of the past. Dear Lord, provide me with guidance. Appoint the best for my well-being. And make me content with Your verdict. My Lord, please replace what has been lost with something better. Empower me and strengthen me. Give me happiness and improve my situation. In the name and power of Jesus, I move into the future that You have for me. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 968, and in the meantime, the author of How to Inhabit Time lands the plane for us today. He writes, "Grace is not a time machine. Grace is not a reset button. Grace is something that is even more unbelievable. It's restoration. It's reconciliation of and despite our histories of animosity. Grace isn't an undoing. It's an overcoming. As you move through your day, I pray that you will move as the Sankofa bird."